I'm sure you've heard the news about this body cam footage that is showing in Illinois a 36-year-old black woman being shot. She called for 911 help. She thought there was a prowler in her apartment. The body video is 36 minutes long, and it shows sheriff's deputies responding to this woman's call to her house on July the 6th. She called 911 about a possible prowler. Sean Grayson is the deputy in the home. She goes to the stove to turn off a pot of boiling water. She then picks up the pot, and the other deputy steps in and says, away from the hot steaming water. Because, you know, hot water could be used as a weapon. She says, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I don't know really what that meant. The officer says, huh? She says, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And the officer said, you better effing not. I swear to God, I'll effing shoot you in the effing face. So then he draws his firearm and he points it at her. She ducks and she says, I'm sorry, while she's lifting up the pot. The officer says, drop the effing pot. Three shots are heard. And the shots are fired. And she's killed in her own home. And the officer says, dude, I'm not taking effing boiling water in the effing head. And look, it came right to our feet. I don't know exactly all that transpired here, except what I just told you. That's the report that I have. And I know officers have to protect themselves, but it doesn't seem like the officers needed to shoot here. And if the boiling water, when I saw the video, it looked like he was far enough away that if she started to throw the water at them, they could have backed up. When somebody's killed, you really have to ask the question, was that necessary? Did they have to shoot? The police officer is white. The woman is black. And so this just, it seems like another case where there's somebody who should not have been sworn in as a police officer. This guy had other things on his record. And we can't ever tolerate police officers not being held accountable when some subconscious level of racism or conscious level of racism comes into play when they're dealing with the public. I've been burned. I dropped a pot of boiling water once a few years back on my foot, and it was horrific. And I limped for a long time, and I dealt with burns and blisters, and it was horrible. It was bad. So I understand how devastating boiling water can be. But in this particular case, it just doesn't seem like they needed to shoot this woman. And she's dead. So, you know, that story is far from over.